But for more on what this economic data and other recent reports mean for the Fed and the monetary policy decision we'll be getting this afternoon, Brian Chung is here with the breakdown. Brian, take it away.
Thanks, Emily. Well, it is the last meeting for the Federal Reserve for the year 2021, and there's a lot of stakes on the table, especially with rising inflationary pressures and questions about what the Fed might do next year. But let's take a look at our FOMC3, the three things that I might be watching later on this afternoon. First of all, rest in peace. A moment of silence, please, for the word transitory, which Fed Chairman Jay Powell told Congress at the end of November that he would be retiring, kind of an acknowledgement that inflationary pressures are likely sticking around longer than Fed officials feel are comfortable, which leads me to my second point here, which is how fast are you trying to taper because of the acknowledgement that inflation might not be as transitory as originally thought in the early parts of the spring this year. And when we take a look at the Fed balance sheet itself, keep in mind the Fed has been actively purchasing U.S. treasuries and agency mortgage-backed securities through the depths of the pandemic to message to markets its commitment to keeping its easy money policies. Fed balance sheet getting closer and closer to $9 trillion. Now, of course, the beginning of November, the Fed had set course for a slowdown in those purchases, but the Fed hopes to maybe speed up that process in the meeting today, which would allow for more optionality to my number one point here in that FOMC meeting today, my number one of my FOMC 3 points here. Dots, 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 dots. It really is all about the projections for interest rates go next year, because the whole idea behind tapering, right, is if the Fed can wrap up its tapering program earlier than it had set course in November, that would allow for more optionality for the Fed to earlier and perhaps more aggressively raise interest rates next year. Now, the last time we got projections from the Fed, you can see those 2022 dots. Again, this print that you're looking at comes from September. 9 of the 18 members of the committee, a 50 split, saw the case for at least one interest rate hike by the end of next year. All of the signs that we've heard over the past few weeks point to those dots moving up. It seems like a minority of the committee this time around will likely support keeping interest rates near zero through the remainder of next year. So we'll see what that looks like when the Fed releases that print. As far as timing goes, that decision will come out at 2 p.m. alongside that fresh round of dot plot projections for where interest rates could go in the next few years. And then, of course, the Fed chairman's press conference at 2:30. We'll have the full coverage of all of that right here on Yahoo Finance. Julie?
Yeah, the FOMC3 always key when we are prepping for this. Thanks so much, Brian, and Todd.